Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Thursday, March 28th. On today's show, scientists create a high-resolution geological map of Oxia Planum, and the Northeastern University Mars Rover team wins the Winter Canadian International Challenge. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting news from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting update from the field of planetary science. Researchers have created a high-resolution geological map of Oxia Planum, the landing site for ESA's ExoMars Rosalind Franklin rover mission. This was made possible using data from ESA's ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter and NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Mars. Can you tell us more about Oxia Planum and its significance?
Certainly, David. Oxia Planum is located near the Martian equator and contains sedimentary deposits that are nearly 4 billion years old. This makes it the oldest landing site ever visited by a rover on Mars. The region is rich in clay minerals formed in the presence of water, making it an ideal location to look for evidence of early life forms on Mars.
That's fascinating. How was this map created, and what does it detail?
The map was created using data from the Color and Stereo Surface Imaging System onboard the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter and several instruments on NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, including the HiRISE camera. The map details 15 bedrock units organized into 6 groups and 7 textural and surficial units. It includes the main types of bedrock, structures with distinct shapes like ridges and craters, and even features material that rests on top, such as those blown by the wind or thrown long distances when meteorites impacted the surface.
And what is the scale of this map?
The map is created at a scale of 1 to 25,000, meaning every centimeter equals 250 meters on the Martian surface. To put that into perspective, an average drive of 25 to 50 meters a day for the Rosalind Franklin rover would be 1 to 2 millimeters on the map.
How will this map be utilized in the upcoming mission?
This map serves as a visual hypothesis of what we currently know about the different rocks in the landing site. It will guide the mission, showing where to find the answers to our questions about Mars. The instruments on the Rosalind Franklin rover will allow us to test our knowledge on the spot when the time comes.
James, thanks for the updates from Mars. Speaking of Mars, the Northeastern Mars rover team recently surprised themselves and others by winning the inaugural Winter Canadian International Rover Challenge. The team, composed of students studying computer science, engineering, and life science, had entered the competition as a practice run, but ended up taking home the gold. Bella, a correspondent for Simply Mars, is here to discuss this exciting development. Bella, can you tell us more about this unexpected victory?
Absolutely, David. The Northeastern team, which has been active for 6 years, scored a significant victory in this competition. They beat out McMaster University for the top spot with a score of 237.71 points to McMaster's 137.113. This is the first competition win for the club, and it has significantly boosted team morale.
That's quite an achievement. Can you tell us more about the rover they used in the competition?
Certainly. The team has been working on their latest robotic rover, the Watney Mark V. It weighs 50 kilograms or 110 pounds and features a 5052 aluminum alloy chassis, 6 3D printed nylon wheels, a robotic arm with end-of-arm tooling, a life detection module for sample collection, and 14 onboard cameras.
And what were the challenges that the team faced in this competition?
The Canadian competition was divided into 4 challenges, each designed to simulate environments similar to tasks a rover might have to complete on Mars. For instance, in the arm dexterity challenge, students had to control the rover's robotic arm to restore power to a campsite. This involved navigating the robot through 4 control panels, where the robotic arm had to press buttons and flip switches. Northeastern scored the highest in this challenge with a score of 49.49 points.
That's impressive. What about the rover's arm? I understand it used to be a weak point in previous competitions.
Yes, that's correct. The team spent the past year completely redesigning the robot's arm. It now has 6 degrees of freedom and can carry loads up to about 10 kilograms. The redesign involved using better motors and making the arm easier to control overall. This has transformed the arm into one of the rover's biggest strengths.
How do these competitions contribute to the team's development and the rover's capabilities?
These competitions and regular testing help the team identify the rover's shortcomings and improve its capabilities. It's a continuous process of improvement, whether it's adding a new portion of software code or designing a new mount for the cameras. Every little improvement makes a huge difference. The team members also get the opportunity to improve their own skills.
What's next for the Northeastern Mars Rover team?
The team is now preparing for the annual University Rover Challenge, the Mars Society's premier Mars Rover student competition held at the Mars Desert Research Center outside Hanksville, Utah. They've participated in this challenge in 2019, 2022, and 2023. The competition was canceled in 2020 and 2021 due to the pandemic. The recent win has boosted their confidence, and they're hoping to attract new members to the team.
That's certainly something to look forward to. Thanks, Bella. And on that note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.